Welcome to A Time for Change. I'm Sibyl Marcellus. Jury selection begins today in the trial of Elizabeth Holmes. She's the founder and former CEO of Theranos, the blood testing company that was once valued at $9 billion and then collapsed in scandal. Holmes is charged with multiple counts of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and if convicted, could face years in prison. She has pleaded not guilty. Whatever the outcome of the trial, Elizabeth Holmes looms large in Silicon Valley, especially for other female founders in biotech. Many of them say she's made their jobs a lot harder. Joining us now is the CEO and founder of DotLab, a molecular diagnostic company focused on women's health. Most notably, DotLab has developed a groundbreaking blood test to diagnose endometriosis, a painful condition that affects 1 in 10 women of childbearing age. Heather Bowerman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Heather, DotLab has been in business for about 5 years. Elizabeth Holmes has no connection to the company, but how big of a shadow has she cast as you've been trying to build your business?
Really two big shadows. The first being in the diagnostics industry, and the second being for female founders within or outside of diagnostics. At DotLab, as you mentioned, we're focused on women's health, and we're working on a disease that is so incredibly prevalent yet understudied. And today, only 5% of VC financing goes to female founders. Some would argue it's actually less than that based on the latest data sets. And it makes it harder when the most visible female founder in our space is one who's associated with fraud. There's some really interesting data that that PitchBook came out with recently, looking at how deployment of capital towards female founders has trended over time. And what that report showed was that for female-led teams without a male co-founder in particular, that as the venture capital industry has grown and deployed more and more capital towards these types of companies, that has not been the case for female founders. So one has to wonder how closely this may be linked to Theranos, unfortunately, and the legacy of Elizabeth Holmes.
Has the scandal surrounding Elizabeth Holmes set women back in Silicon Valley? Where do you see the most damage?
I think that it's certainly slowed momentum. I think that it's hard to say that women were set back, but I think it certainly has slowed our rise compared to other areas, especially the areas where VC money is deployed. If I think about women's health in particular, where we focus, while we've seen digital health companies and services businesses blossom, that hasn't been the case in diagnostics. So I think, unfortunately, the reality is that women who could benefit from cutting-edge treatments aren't receiving them on the timelines that that could otherwise be possible. And that's because often it's the female-led companies that work on the technologies and services that could ultimately benefit women. So she has left a long shadow.
Female founders don't have it easy when it comes to raising venture capital money. They usually just get 2%. Of the pie. Now, you were able to raise about $13 million for DotLab. How much of an impact have the accusations against Elizabeth Holmes impacted companies like yours trying to raise funds?
That's a great question. For us, it really meant raising venture capital money later on our development timeline, particularly compared to diagnostics companies led by male founders. In our case, we really felt that the proof of concept needed to be rock solid and bulletproof and financed with other instruments prior to raising VC money. So the scientific bar, the technological bar was raised because of the fraud that looks like was carried out at Theranos. So you're right that we did eventually raise venture capital money, but it was when we had publications, a robust data package of our scientific work. It was much later that we were able to add the rocket fuel to our business because of this long shadow of Elizabeth Holmes.
And Heather, are there any silver linings in the Elizabeth Holmes story? Are you seeing a much needed course correction in terms of the bravado of Silicon Valley?
I think the mentality of act fast and break things that we see work in tech, that's not something that applies to healthcare. within just the female-founded company world or outside of it. So I think the silver lining is really that companies should be transparent about the scientific work that they're pursuing. We should build boards full of healthcare experts, which Theranos did not do. We should be raising money on the backs of our scientific work. And so now that that is widely understood, not just among healthcare venture capitalists, but also generalist funds, that really is a silver lining because there isn't room for error when we're talking about patients' lives. And the act fast and break things mantra, while it may be successful in certain areas of tech, just simply doesn't apply to medical science. So in that way, I think that there are certainly some silver linings that we can find.
Heather, if you're talking to a female founder who was just getting started in biotech, what advice would you give her?
I would say to bootstrap your business as long as you can and look at alternative financing sources. You know, if financing is top of mind for that female founder, I would say to look at NIH grants, look at SBIR grants, which is what we pursued. Think about raising family and friends, if that's possible, for a particular female founder. Just really exhaust all avenues you can from the government, from your network, if you have one, before really turning to venture capitalists. Because ultimately, when we raise VC money, we need to be able to draw a clear line to that 10x return or more. And it really needs to be at the appropriate time point in the product development timeline.
Absolutely. Well, Heather Bowerman, it was great to have you on. Thanks so much. Founder and CEO of Dot Lab.